Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Solderbloom, here with our host, Superintendent Dr. Clarity.
Hey, Marcy, how you doing?
Well, as always, it's a great day to be a Wildcat here in the Roane Area School District, so I am doing great. We want to thank our guests, and because of them, many student-athletes have the opportunity to experience the sport of wrestling as proud Wildcats. We're joined by Coach Ott and Coach Mars, and we're going to learn all about wrestling at Roane Area High School.
Thank you, Marcy. Again, welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm happy to be here with two of our outstanding coaches here in the Roane Area School District, Coach Ott and Coach Mars. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Excellent. It's great to have both of you here today. Coming off of just a really amazing season here for the Wildcats in wrestling, and now we get to talk about it, a little season wrap up, highlight our student athletes, and be able to talk about your personal experiences that brought you into the world of coaching. What we like to do is help our audience get to know our guests from I tell people go as far back as 5-year-olds if you want to, or you can go as far back as last Tuesday, whatever's on your mind, but just kind of understand a little bit behind the person behind the mic. And so I'm going to open up with you, Coach Ott. Just tell us about how did you get into this world we know as a wrestling coach?
Sure. Well, first off, thanks for having us. We're really excited to talk about the wrestling program here in Verona. And you know, I started my wrestling journey when I was 6 years old. Wow. So it was quite a long time ago. And, you know, I was a multi-sport athlete my whole life through high school and even into college. I was a multi-sport athlete. And, you know, I think what brought me to choosing wrestling as what I wanted to spend the most time with from a coaching standpoint was just how many life lessons that you can have throughout a wrestling season with how stressful a season can be, how stressful practice can be, but it just kind of toughens you up for life.
Yes.
And then when I look back at my journey of athletics, I would have to be truly honest that my wrestling coaches that I've had probably had the biggest influence on my life out of all the coaches I've had.
Love to hear
that. So that was another reason why choosing wrestling as a sport that I wanted to coach was definitely stood out.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for the impact of coaches. You know, sometimes they just can't be measured. You know, we obviously have our family and family support, but those relationships that you have in terms of just the things that you're taught, the personal care, sometimes the tough love that comes along with being a coach, it really resonates with me. I remember I can see my coaches clear as day and loved every minute of the interactions I had with them. Coach Mars, again, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And same question to you. If you go as far back as you like, just tell us what brought you here to be a part of the Wildcat program and what makes you love wrestling.
I started a little bit later than Jason. Yeah. Middle school, followed my brother, who's a little older than me, into the sport. One thing that appealed to me when I first started was I was a bit of a smaller guy. Yeah. So I was competing against people my own size, and it was a one-on-one sport. So I liked that part of it, of wrestling. And then, you know, as I had my kids started getting into youth sports, going from t-ball to flag football, I coached all those sports. As my son joined the youth wrestling club, I helped out with that. Growing up, went into middle school, helped there. And then kind of when we got into high school, I follows them along to there, and absolutely. I love coaching. Even in high school, I would kind of coach some of the little guys around me, that lighter weight guys, and I get a lot of joy out of helping people learn their wrestling skills.
Excellent. I can tell in your voice that you love it. What if there's one thing you got to put your finger on, like, what do you love most about, you know, being able to work with our youth? What is that one thing that you would pinpoint?
I think wrestling is really good at when you work on something and you see the results. You will see the results if you work on it.
Absolutely.
And as you see yourself get better and just seeing that growth and how good it makes you feel, the sense of accomplishment, you know, it's really kind of keeps you going. And when I see that in the kids, I get a lot of satisfaction out of that.
Absolutely. As Coach Ott said as well, it could really transfer into a lot of life skills in terms of the things that you learn on the mat, the perseverance, the grit, the things. Obviously, if you can navigate wrestling, you can navigate anything in life. And so that brings me to my next question in terms of Coach Ott. We often describe wrestling as one of the most demanding sports of all of our sports that we have here in the Roanoke School District, but just in general. Can you tell us what makes it such a demanding sport? But I don't think it's a bad demand, but it's the right demand.
Yeah, it's definitely very demanding. And, you know, the physical aspect of it is pretty obvious. You know, when it's a one-on-one sport, that it's a six-minute match. But in reality, if you can't wrestle for 15 to 20 minutes, from a cardiovascular standpoint, a six-minute match is tough to do.
Absolutely.
So we definitely make sure our athletes are well-conditioned and ready to take on those physical those physical restraints of a match. But the part that a lot of athletes miss, and I think a lot of other sports have to deal with it but not to the same level, is the mental side of this sport, because it is one-on-one. You don't always get a chance to rely on a teammate to help you out or to, you know, quote-unquote bail you out, where if there's a mistake that you make, you have to own it. And so those, that mental torture, some people would say, just makes you tougher throughout the season. And that's why I think it makes you tougher throughout life too, because let's face it, there's a lot of difficult decisions you got to make as you get into adulthood. And, you know, you're not always going to make the right decision. And so having the mental toughness to battle through that and maybe make a better decision the second time, you know, that I think wrestling helps with that tremendously.
Absolutely. And one of the things I just have to put into the space question to the both of you, there are some misconceptions about wrestling, and some of it comes based on what you see on television. And because it has the same title, but it's not nearly the same.
Yep.
It's not nearly the same thing. So and you know, both of you are veteran coaches who've been doing this a long time. Have you ever had anyone walk in and think that they're getting ready to see a mat and ropes and some turnbuckles, you know, as they embrace wrestling? How have you handled that?
You want to answer that first, Brad?
Yeah, it's like when my brother first started wrestling way back in the 80s, when professional wrestling was really big. My mother had concerns about him wrestling in a sport she didn't know what it was about. I don't know that it was ever on TV, really. Like, I should say, like NCAA wrestling, folk style wrestling,
right,
freestyle wrestling. Maybe during the Olympics would be about it. So that was kind of that challenge. But today, I had the first ever NCAA women's national championship is on ESPN right now. And
excellent.
I was watching that while I was working today. And there's conference tournaments on TV.
Good.
So it's out there now.
Good.
Sometimes you have to find a cable channel to find it. But it's a lot more out there now, so that's nice.
Excellent.
I'd have to say the one of the funniest stories that I can remember about that topic is, I think it was my second year here, so just a couple years ago. My second year as a head coach, I should say. I actually had a kid new to wrestling walk in the second day of practice and ask me, "Coach, when are we going to learn to body slam?" and I just chuckled. I was like, "Man, you're thinking of the wrong sport here." And that sticks to me to this day, because it just kind of caught me off guard at first, but because it has been a long time since I've had someone come up and ask me something like that. But usually it's a first year kid or a first year parent that is questioning, like, what is my kid getting into here?
Exactly. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's, I mean, it's comical, but it's not in terms of there's the sports entertainment piece of it, or the thing that we see on television. I can't even think of the names of all of them now, but you know, when I kind of growing up, that's what you heard or learned, that it was, it's what you're going to see, you know, kind of the glamour and glitz of television-based wrestling. And The reality of it is like, this is person to person on a mat with a point system and a lot of technique and strategy.
Oh yeah,
and it's not predetermined, and yep. So that's the biggest piece of it. All right, so let's get back into the real wrestling in terms of how we think about the term student athlete, and you know, we pride ourselves here in making sure that. Yeah, we have high expectations for competitiveness and being a great athlete in terms of, you know, just having class in all of our spaces. But classes are even more important in making sure that we have scholar athletes out there. Mm-hmm. And so can you talk to us about how do you help prioritize homework and all the things that we have to do to be a good student with also being a good athlete? Coach, I'm going to bring it to you.
I think parents can help with routines for after school, and coaches with our communication with the parents, letting them know what the schedule is like, and they can help. The parents can help their student athletes with their time management, because really, that's the key to everything, is being able to manage your time, especially when you have full schedules. Absolutely. You can't have a lot of downtime or dead time. You need to really plan these things out.
Excellent. And Coach, I, if you want to add to that, and then also what I didn't ask as part of the question, could you also add the nutritional components that go into there as well?
Yeah. You know, from the start of the year, one of the things that I've always had the habit of is doing is talking to the team about what we expect. You know, believe it or not, it's not just a given that our students think they have to get good grades.
Yeah.
Where a lot of, especially first-year athletes, you know, they might not be in any other sport. They don't realize that they have to keep their grades up to be eligible to participate. So from day one, we talk about the expectation of being at practice every day, being in the classroom every single day, and doing our very, very best. And everything we do, from academically to our how we practice, and even the foods that we do put into our body. So yeah. Kind of along with the nutritional aspect, because, you know, we talk about not being able to put your best effort out there if you're trying to live on Skittles or something like that, and not being able to do your best if you're not getting enough sleep. And that's athletically and from a educational standpoint. And so we talk about that a lot. I probably bring it up at the very least every other week, just good. Because I look at our kids' attendance every single day.
Great.
And making sure that they are in class, make sure there's not, you know, some kind of craziness going on with tardies or any of those kind of things. And we really, really stress with them. And I can say that I'm proud to say, as a coach, last year we had 5 athletes that were between the girls' and boys' teams that were academic all-state.
Excellent.
Athletes.
That's great news. So, congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations to both of you. That's a great stat. That's a stat you love to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're learning more about the day-to-day, you know, talking to our athletes in terms of, you know, the things that they have not have to mentally go through, but also physically go through in a season. And we also know that a lot of it depends on weight classes and things that they have to do. Can you talk a little bit about how weight management, but also staying healthy in the work that they do day-to-day, what's that fine combination of how to do both appropriately?
Yeah, out of the girls' team, we've had a couple injury issues this year that I think we really need to emphasize, and we do that with stretching,
yeah.
and warming up, and again with the diet. That really, when you're managing weight and trying to lose weight, sometimes that can leave you susceptible to maybe getting some injuries. But yeah, really focusing on preparation, eating well can really help with those kinds of issues.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, I'd like to add on there too that, you know, I always like to make sure parents and athletes understand the difference between weight management and weight cutting.
Good.
Because we this year, I would say we didn't really have any athletes that cut weight.
Great. That's That's great to hear.
We had a handful that managed their weight appropriately, because I think that's another negative vibe that the sport of wrestling has, is you got to cut all this weight, where in reality that's not true. And for example, I'll just use some of our state qualifiers.
Yeah.
You know, Carson Bremer wrestled 165. At the end of the year, with weight allowances, he can weigh 168. He was still weighing 165.
Excellent.
Brendan Ott, same thing. Wrestling 175. At the end of the year, he was still weighing about 174.
Good.
That was their natural weight. You know, so we don't really expect kids to cut a lot of weight. It's more being smart with your foods, being smart with your workouts, managing stuff. And because when you work out hard every day, it's amazing how fluff disappears. I like to call it fluff.
And you mentioned weight allowances. For our listeners who might not be familiar with wrestling at all, can you just share a little bit of a summary of, there's hydration testing,
sure,
and allowances, getting 2 points, 2 pounds as the season goes on. How does that work?
Yeah, not to try to get too technical, but every beginning of every wrestling season, all the athletes have to pass a hydration test, and we do what's called a skinfold test. Mm. The WI helps us determine what's a safe weight allowance or weight for each kid to wrestle. That way, nobody's doing anything crazy.
Like
coaches, athletes, are keeping everybody safe. And then as the season goes, they realize, you know, we have a lot of teenage boys and girls that could hit growth spurts and things like that. So, for example, we talk about the smallest weight class is 106 pounds. After Christmas, we get 2 pounds allowance.
Got
so 106 becomes 108. Right. And every weight class gets those 2 pounds. And then when it comes to the postseason time of the year, we get an additional pound. So 106 actually becomes 109.
Got it.
So they do that just because they know kids are growing, and we don't want to do anything negatively to affect that.
Excellent. Thanks for that explanation.
Yeah.
I was going to say wrestling mom.
That's right. You know all about those extra pounds and when they can arrive and they can't.
It's like a Christmas present, you know?
Exactly.
2 pounds at Christmas.
That's perfect timing. Perfect time. What we're really excited to talk about next are the opportunities that we're seeing for girls in wrestling across the country, state, and especially here in the Roanoke Area School District, with increasing numbers, increasing participation. I can't get that word out. I don't know why. but we want to talk about what it's meant to have kind of this, you almost say, explosion in girls wrestling, and just, you know, how can we continue to help support and make sure that we're getting more and more of our girls into the wrestling program.
Here at Verona, we started with 6 2 years ago. One of them was my daughter, and she actually brought most of that group to the team. And then we followed last year. I think we had 19. Word spread, you know, it's a fun sport. This year we had 14, which I was really happy with, and good. And I think I was looking at some numbers statewide, where I think it was over the last 2 years, the numbers have doubled. I think it's like 1,800 now.
Excellent.
I'm not sure what the numbers were this year, if those are out. But yeah, just the continued community support for girls wrestling, and knowing that it is actually an option.
Yes.
I talked with one of the mothers from one of our freshmen this year, who was a first year wrestler, and she didn't know it was even a sport that girls could do. So I'm always, over the last couple of years, I've really been sending everything I could to Verona Press to try to get the word out there that it is an option, and it's all the girls who wrestle, they really love the experience, the camaraderie, the actual sport itself. It's just been great.
Excellent. If we have a family that's listening right now and for the first time, and one of our girls says, hey, I want to try this, what's the one thing or a couple things you definitely want the families to know right away as they're helping support their child on this journey?
To help support? I guess one of the biggest things is to learn about the sport, spread the word about it, be there, just like it's really no different than boys, be there for to support with just the different challenges that come with really any sport. Wrestling can be a little bit tougher of a sport. I lost my train of thought.
No, you're good. No worries. But
yeah, just really getting the word out is the biggest thing, that to experience, you know, get back on track. The rewards that come with wrestling as a sport, team-wise, individual-wise, girls especially, when they learn that they can achieve things that they didn't know that they were capable of, and they can push themselves a little farther, stepping out of their comfort zones, things like that, that is really good. That's probably maybe the biggest thing, is that, that parents and people help with encourage their children, their student athletes, to step out of their comfort zones and really realize what they can be capable of. Right. And it gets easier and easier. And you take, I like to tell the girls this year, especially our freshmen who had never wrestled before, it's just take baby steps, push yourself a little bit further every time. It's sometimes you run into a wall. It's not always fun and pleasant, but when you realize you can take it, you can handle it, and you can move past that, the growth that a few of our girls have seen is just tremendous.
Excellent. I love that response.
If you don't mind, I would like to add to that too, because depending on the age of, you know, who might be listening, just know that we do have a youth program here in Verona that girls and boys can partake in. And the great thing is at the youth level now, there's enough girls out there that tournaments have girls divisions. Same with our middle school program. You know, we have a middle school program for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders that are in the beginning part of the season. It starts in late October, goes until Christmas break. Same thing there. Boys and girls are both welcome. And, you know, you get matchups every now and then. You might have to wrestle a boy if you are okay with it in the middle school, but most times you don't need to, because other schools have girls as well. So there's plenty of opportunity to start figuring out if it's something that fits for you.
Excellent. I love that.
It's that is one of the biggest things I've heard from, especially like the newer, younger wrestlers, is that they don't have to wrestle boys now. And when you hear from like athletes that are now in college, they talk a lot about, they had to wrestle boys all the way through youth, and now they just get, when they get to high school now, they can just compete with the girls, and it's a lot better experience for them.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. We definitely want to continue to push and support the continued growth of girls wrestling, and anything we can collectively do as a district, please let us know. We're definitely rooting for everyone, and definitely love that there's great experience. And I love what you said, just, you know, get out of your comfort zone. That goes for everybody in life. Yeah, right. you gotta step out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
Love it. All right, as we get ready to wind us down, we can't do that without us talking about the magnificent season we had this year. And so really love to hear some of the highlights of the year and areas that you're looking for as the program continues to grow. Coach Ott.
Yeah. On the boys' side, well, starting at the beginning of the season, you know, we had some pretty high expectations on, you know, possible conference championship, team sectionals, things like that, and how many kids could we get to the individual state tournament. And as the season went through, you know, we had some of our best finishes at some of the local tournaments, like the Watertown invite. We took second as a team, which is the best we've ever done there.
Excellent.
We took third as the Division I schools at Bi-State, which is a two-day holiday tournament, which we've never done that before. That actually really surprised us.
That's still in Whitewater?
The Bi-State's a big one in lacrosse. And then we ended up qualifying for team sectionals for the first time in a very, very long time, which was exciting. We came short on our goal of the conference championship. We took second place behind Middleton, who had a really, really good team this year. But we didn't miss out by much. And then we had four individual boys make it to the state tournament. Carson Bremer, Brennan Ott, Jack Soda, and Ethan McIntosh. Three of them made the podium, which is the top six. Mr. Bremer took third, Brennan Ott took third, and Ethan McIntosh took sixth. Jack Soda missed it by one match making the podium, but they all had great seasons. This is a little early because I haven't made it official, but I guess I can now here. the previous record for most wins in a season at Verona High School is 50 wins. Yeah. This year, Carson Bremer had 50. Okay. Jack Soda had, or let me back it, Ethan McIntosh had 50 as well.
Wow.
Brendan Ott had 51.
Wow.
And Jack Soda had 52.
Wow. All right,
so, new records.
So we're kind of rewriting the record books this year, which is really, really exciting. So.
Right. And breaking news on In the Loop with
That's
the Soup.
Right.
All
right. Heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, on the girls' side, I'm really proud of the girls. We were dual conference champions.
Excellent.
We were undefeated in the conference dual meets. We had a couple of conference champions at the conference tournament, Lily Irvin and Clementine Conrad. Unfortunately, a couple of the girls weren't able to compete at the conference tournament, so I think we could have got that conference tournament championship too, but missing. We didn't have any 50-win wrestlers, but we did have six girls with over 25 victories on the season, which
That's great.
I was really proud of. A couple with over 30, a couple more who would have gotten there hadn't had a little injury bug issues.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, lots of wins piled up by the team.
Excellent. Really exciting. Exciting for now and exciting for the future of Wildcat Wrestling. Looking forward to it. And all four state qualifiers are juniors, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So
yep.
High expectations going into next year. Really, really proud of the class, and I was able to go to the wrestling tournament and watch and be present. It's intense.
It's intense,
intense event, and it's packed. You know, packed house every single day. So it's super super popular. But congratulations to all of our student athletes. Very proud of the coaches, proud of our parents. Got just parents everywhere with a lot of Wildcat gear, and that's the pride that we have here in Verona School District. So. Unless there's any final words to either one of you as we close it up, we're going to think it back. I want to thank you both for being on the show. Right. Coach Ott, any closing words?
Just thanks for the opportunity, because anytime we can talk about wrestling and get more exposure, the better.
Excellent. Coach?
Go along with Coach Ott there. Yes, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm looking forward to the team growing again and keep getting better.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the honor of being able to sit with the both of you. Thank you both for continuing to serve our community and serve our student athletes, and we continue to promote what it means to be a Wildcat here in Verona Area School District. So thank you for the honor.
Thank you.
Marcy, I'll turn it back to you.
All righty. Again, thank you both for being here, and families, parents, grandparents, students, you haven't tried wrestling, check it out. Even if you just go and watch, check it out. It's pretty cool. And once you've wrestled, everything else in life is easy, said Dan Gable, and it's true. So check it out. You'll enjoy it. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.